Hello everyone, a very warm welcome along to the punt. Dave Callum and Lee Phelps here for a midweek feast of football. We're going to go through all 10 games on this bite-sized edition with bets in each, and hopefully you've come up with a couple of decent bets. We'll look at this game in a minute, Manchester United taking on Spurs. We've got the Merseyside derby as well, looking forward to this.
Yeah, it's going to be some cracking games this midweek, all on Amazon Prime as well. We're going to do this quick fire. Can we do it quick fire?
Yeah, we can. We'll start by hearing from Sam Norris. There's two games on Tuesday night. He's going to give us best bets in those two games next.
Let's try and start this midweek Premier League programme off with a couple of winners then. Palace versus Bournemouth is the first match off the shelf. And I must admit, I'm more interested in the man in the middle than these two teams. Anthony Taylor has handed out a minimum of five cards in his last six appointments. And I wouldn't mind backing that the league's chief card distributor is going to be at it again here. In terms of calling a result, all three outcomes look very possible between these two mid-table outfits, but I'll bank on a few goals. This pair shared eight in their last league meeting, and both teams have scored in their last four head-to-heads, so I'll make that my bet. Next up, Manchester City must feel like they're drinking in the last chance saloon as regards their title defence. More drop points at the weekend leaves them now 11 points off the pace, and it's hard to see where the next clean sheet is coming from. They've shipped at least a goal in their last seven, and Burnley are an absurd price just to get on the score sheet here against a team who have seemingly forgotten how to defend. If and when they do score, it'll surely be Chris Wood or Ashley Barnes who get it, and I'll make the latter my choice any time.
Big game at Old Trafford then, Manchester United taking on Spurs. I think it's a dereliction of duty that Manchester United aren't already looking at Mauricio Pochettino for the job. He's gone, isn't he, Solskjaer? He's completely gone.
It looks like it, and he's up against Jose Mourinho, who lost this very game 3-0 last season to Spurs. I think this is going to be a hotly contested game. Both teams to score, it looks an absolute banker bet here. You're looking at loads of the Spurs games this season being both teams to score, 11 of the 14 in the league. Man United, similar story with them this season. I think Jose puts Ole under pressure here. I think Spurs go there, they win, and both teams score. Both teams score on its own is backable, but Spurs to win and both teams to score is my bet here.
Yeah, I must admit, I like that a lot. I like it a lot. I'm going with Spurs to win and both teams to score as well. Now, we're going to have a look at the Merseyside derby in a few moments' time, but we've got loads of action on Wednesday night. Let's hear now from Alex Dunn.
Some quick-fire picks for some Wednesday night kickoffs then. Let's go. Chelsea-Villa isn't a game I particularly like. I've time for both sides, and I'm not convinced that Villa should be as big as they are. That said, I can see Chelsea grinding a win here. A win by a goal looks likely. I'll say 2-1 to the Blues. And talking of Blues, Leicester are short, but rightly so, against the Watford side in a bit of a pickle right now. Leicester to attack them with relish and come out comfortable victors, minus a goal, the pick. More often than not, both teams score in games at St Mary's. More often than not, both teams don't score in Norwich away games, but we will see goals when the Saints face the Canaries, I'm sure of it. Southampton and both teams to score is the pick. Now, West Ham upset Acker fans when winning at Chelsea on Saturday, but are they up to repeating the trick at Molineux? They're appealingly priced, but I'm struggling to see it, to be honest. Wolves get the nod for me, and Raul Jimenez will probably be on the score sheet too. Good luck with your bets this midweek.
On to the Merseyside derby, Liverpool taking on Everton. Liverpool perfectly imperfect at the moment, not playing well, but still getting results.
Yeah, doing what champions do, apparently, and they're in pole position, of course. Fascinating game. Marco Silva reportedly given two games to save his Everton career. Very unlucky against Leicester, and now they've got this one. If you want to pick a game, though, to save your career, this is the one, because you know your players will give absolutely everything, whether it's for you or just for the fans.
Yep.
But I don't think Everton are good enough. They're away form, drawn one, won one, lost four away from home in the Premier League. They're going to Liverpool, who, all right, not playing brilliantly, but they win games. Interestingly enough, all 12 at Anfield this season, all competitions, both teams have scored. Liverpool, seven straight wins in the Premier League, both teams have scored. That's my bet. Liverpool to win, both teams to score.
I like it. Liverpool to win the game and both teams to score. Now, that's it for the punt, but not before we have a look at Thursday night's football with John Gibby.
Our feast of midweek Premier League action comes to its conclusion on Thursday. First up, Sheffield United look to keep their unbeaten run going against a Newcastle side who exceeded expectations themselves when they held Man City to a draw on Saturday. In fact, draws have very much been the order of the day for both of these sides lately. And with the Blades failing to see out their last couple of the games from winning positions, the score draw could be on the cards once again and at an appealing price. And we wrap up with Arsenal taking on Brighton at the Emirates. Despite the departure of Unai Emery, the Gunners' winless run in the league extended to six against Norwich on the weekend. And I'm not sure it's going to end here either. You can't bat the hosts at odds on at the moment. And they've also drawn 1-1 with Brighton in their last two meetings. So odds against, I'm happy to take the Seagulls plus one on the handicap in another awkward assignment for Arsenal.